here we are, you and me, sitting on the deck at the Outposts Cafe, a god place at the end of the line, a literal conclusion to the day, hopefully ending in one of those conversations which make ideas and visions detonate like deep ground concussions going off in the bedrock of your mind. So much so, you lay awake at night, excitedly pondering possibilities. I've never seen such a beautiful day all day long and this evening. Well, it's just intoxicating. I think God's idea of wonderful and our idea of wonderful are often more widely different than we think. Sort of like our idea of prosperity and God's idea of prosperity are pretty different, making me think maybe I need to rethink the idea of wonderful and redefine my internal definition of prosperity to more closely align with God's values. It would seem most people's idea of prosperity largely has something primarily to do with fulfilling their immediate needs and even their self-centered wants. And if God doesn't give us what we want, when we want, we decide there's something wrong with Him. And that is absolutely absurd. Recently, I heard of some folks having gone to Skid Row in Los Angeles, handing out food and practicing their kindness. When they ran out of food, the people were, of course, irritated. One young person, out of compassion for the down and outers, not having anything else to give, offered to pray for one fellow who yelled at her, "I don't want your prayers, I need food." Immediate needs can be very pressing for sure, while the ultimate needs seem to go unattended by many who are terribly pressed by their immediate circumstances. Hunger is an absolutely compelling force. I can tell you from personal experience. But if you think sex is a powerful motivator, friends, you have never been hungry. The truth is, God says our ultimate needs exceed our immediate needs, and if we'll address our ultimate needs, He will take care of our immediate needs. I found myself humming a little tune these last few days. It's this simple melody just playing back and forth, sometimes more prominent, other times faintly in the back of my head behind my ears somewhere, rising and falling. Some would call it a child's tune, but I really doubt it. According to Wikipedia, originally it was a hymn written by Anna Bartlett Warner. The lyrics first appeared as a poem in the context of an 1860 novel called Say and Seal, written by her older sister, Suzanne Warner, in which the words were spoken as a comforting poem to a dying child. The music and melody were added in 1862 by William B. Bradbury. Along with his melody, Bradbury added his own chorus. "Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me." Publication as a song, it became one of the most popular hymns in churches around the world, especially among children. I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts, cool jazz and contemplative conversation, broadcast semi-live from the deck of a rural cafe, as was mentioned previously, overlooking the long green field down to the Ocklawaha River, where the trees gently lean over the river's edge and every evening is pleasant. Breathe easy, lean back, and let God's rest grip your soul. tap your toe and dream a little. Lean into this evening's topic, and I'll be right back.